we shot first or something. Woo!
Woo! So we're doing a movie review. We just came out of
Ghostbusters!
We're here with fellow podcaster and Whovian extraordinaire, Davey Beauchamp of Gallifrey Pirate Radio.
Hello!
Hello! So we just saw the 7 o'clock Thursday premiere here at Concord Mills. Not a full theater. In fact,
very empty.
Very empty.
Very surprising, but I guess it wasn't. We saw standard version, so it wasn't IMAX or 3D or anything, so I guess people went to that, maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe they just aren't going to give it a chance. But overall, what was your thought?
I really, really liked it.
Me too. I really enjoyed it. You know, you don't have to worry. They're not remaking.
Not even trying.
The story. Not even trying. There's definitely some wonderful cameos and nods to the original. Very self-aware of what it is.
Yes.
But they're not trying to reboot Ghostbusters. They're just telling a different ghost story. So I really enjoyed it. And I felt like it was totally worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
We paid to get in. This wasn't a free one for us. So.
Yeah, no, I actually paid. Because you guys were coming, you know, or I would have seen it tomorrow morning.
Well, of course you paid, because it was us. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would have seen it tomorrow morning for $5, but, you know, I think the price of admission, whatever it was, like $7-$8, well worth it.
And this is a movie that I hesitate to say 3D would be worth the price, too.
I don't know, because it wasn't shot in 3D. It has to be processed in 3D, and those usually make me sick.
Okay.
If they're not actually filmed in 3D.
Okay.
So that's the reason why I wouldn't see in 3D or IMAX, because of that, because of the process. It always makes me sick.
Yeah.
But very, very funny. I think for me, Kate McKinnon from SNL just kind of ran away with it.
Was that Holtzman?
Yeah.
That was Holtzman. My God.
I love her.
I mean, I would have just paid if she was in every scene, just her movie, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But it was all a really good cast. I think they all worked together. And one thing I liked is Melissa McCarthy wasn't as over the top as she has been in some of her recent
movies. In fact, I would say she was not the pratfall comedian in this at all.
Very cool.
Definitely stay till the end. Definitely watch the closing credits.
Yes.
There are definitely Easter eggs in here.
Stay!
And even though it was a chick flick, I think there was, you know, because it's four female leads, I don't think that it was a chick flick. You know, I think it's totally something that everybody would enjoy.
I enjoyed it, and I mean, I saw the original when it came out in theaters, and I watched it several times after that, of course, but I think it's its own, like you guys were saying, it's its own thing, and I was entertained and thought it was really funny.
I thought one of the good things was that not all the jokes are in the trailers. There's way more.
And neither is the villain. And that had me really worried. And who knew Chris Hemsworth was such comedic gold?
Yes. Absolutely. Great job. So, overall, I would say it was definite A for me.
I'd give it an A,
I'd give it an A. I would buy this when it comes out on DVD.
Absolutely.
Blu-ray now.
Yep, and I'm already, you know, envisioning my Ghostbuster costume, which I would have never said before.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
I want you to get a white t-shirt, and you already got jeans, so.
I've got to get, I've got to be Kevin.
You're going to be my Kevin.
Immediately, okay. Going to the gym, guys,
so
got to go.
I get to be Holtzman, right? As long as I get to be Holtzman. I think I'm strange enough to be Holtzman.
Oh, sure.
Yes, sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can totally do that, so. Or Martin Heist.
No, I want to be Holtzman.
Okay.
She's too awesome.
Horowitz. Whatever
Holtz.
Her name is.
Holtz.
McKinnon. We like her.
Kate McKinnon. Yay.
All right. So here we are. We will let you know if we see any other cool movies, but definitely Ghostbusters. Call for it. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Peace out.